Just take a look at us. Aren't we ridiculous? It's safe to say we've got no common sense. Yeah. Just take a peek at us. The freaks on the minibus. The geeks you like to throw into the fence, yeah. You know it really hurts and you love it. You know it really hurts, but we'll rise above it. You know it's gonna hurt. Whoa, we know what we're worth. And you'll get what you deserve. When all the geeks inherit the earth, yeah. Oh,
welcome to episode 150 of the Geek Out Heroes. Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. This is Margo.
Yes, Josiah.
Miles!
Anderson.
What was that? And guest star, CBS Orchestra. No, I said CBS.
Wow, I feel like we should have a cake with some candles or something.
I didn't realize we were at 150 already. Oh, shit. I thought we were going to be there.
All right, now that everybody's past the 150 mark, the biggest thing is Miles is back for one night only. No, or at least until you can
should've
get internet.
Should have bought tickets, motherfucker.
At least until you can get internet.
That's how we're going to make money. I get it.
So
we're going to whore Miles out.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking
about. Sell tickets to the podcast. There's a line out the door of one. Ooh.
I'm big in Japan.
You gotta be David Hasselhoff famous in Germany.
Yeah, but I can't sing German or speak it.
Or sing. Or German. Just like, or talent.
Just stuff a bratwurst in your mouth and just start talking and it'll sound the same.
Just keep saying the same word.
That's
too
fucking racist as shit.
How is that racist? Germany does not. Germans are not a race.
It's a nationality.
Still racist.
Wow.
It's only a race when they're the master race. Yeah.
Blonde, blue-eyed motherfuckers. Yeah. All right, well, the reason why this podcast is called Double Fisting Slurpees is because Miles Anderson and I went and saw Spider-Man Homecoming today, and we got into the theater.
What's that going to do with Slurpees? Yeah,
just wait for it. we get there, and really it was Icy's, but it sounds better with Slurpees. we sit down, we're waiting for the movie to start, and Anderson walks in with two fucking Slurpees in his hands, red and blue, and looks at Miles and I, and we're like, the fuck did he buy two drinks for? He goes, you guys want one? And I was like, no. And he goes, all right. I mean, you just gonna double fist some Slurpees? He's like, yeah. Fucking shoves them both in his mouth.
You gotta top that off. He wasn't even using the cup holder right off the bat. No. So he's just holding them.
Stole
out. I was like, dude, you could use the cup holder.
You fucking alternate.
Fucking special, my friend.
Somebody was having fun.
I think he was trying to be, like, he was trying to be considerate towards us, but it was just funny as fuck when he came out. Like, he asked us before we walked in, do you guys want anything? And we said, no. And we meant no. We were good.
I mean, but you could change your mind from the car to the door of the theater.
Or from
this was in the theater.
Yeah.
From the line at the concession stand in the IMAX theater, which is right next to the doors.
He's probably
that we walked
goes,
in through and
man,
sat down. And he goes,
"So much time in between that they might change their mind."
But it was funny.
I've been gone so long.
It was such a far distance.
So, yeah, that's the reason why I figured I'd let people know.
Just imagine the person's mindset to next to you. Like, that motherfucker came in here with two ices.
Actually,
I just downed him himself.
No, but when you say, are you double fisting Anderson? The dude next to me just started laughing because he watched me doing it.
Wish I had heard him laugh. I would have leaned over like, this was his make-a-wish.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man.
Terminal disease and all you want is two Slurpees in a movie.
Amazing. They're not even real Slurpees.
You know, they let those kids fly jet planes and shit, and he just wants to see a movie and have a couple of Slurpees. Do you know how much money you saved everybody?
Dude, it's like the white trash fucking Make-A-Wish Foundation. The whole thing's ran out of a trailer park.
I just want a John Deere.
And McNuggets.
And McNuggets.
But I want to drive the John Deere through the drive-thru to get the McNuggets.
That actually sounds pretty fun.
Backwards, and they have to serve me.
See, you said McNuggets, I was thinking the McRib.
No, it's limited time only.
That's why I was on the McWish.
That's your Make-A-Wish, is to make them, is to make them do the McRib out of season.
I'm going to die when this comes back for its limited time. I'm on limited time.
Oh, man. That would be amazing. That's your only wish is for a McRib before you die.
No, but I want to eat the McRib. I'm on John Deere lawnmower.
Fucking retarded.
Will I drive off into the sunset?
Of a cow.
Oh, man. All right, well, so Spider-Man Homecoming. Let's start out with doing a review before we get to DCC. So,
no spoilers.
No spoilers. Promise no spoilers. It was good.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to catch it. Definitely a good summer movie.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was pretty well done.
I mean, too. We saw half the movie
already. Oh, yeah, soundtrack was excellent.
I avoided trailers. What, three post-credit scenes?
Just two.
Just two.
Two.
Yeah.
Were they decent?
There was one that was the one directly after
the initial credits,
and then there was the one after the
did it actually credits. Set shit up this time?
No.
Not really.
No. Not at all.
No, it's pretty much a standalone.
Didn't they say they quit doing that?
You know, in the couple of the Marvel movies, the very last post-credit scene has just been a comical one, and that's what they stuck with this time.
Yeah. No, Guardians. Guardians had but they had one that was set up another.
Yeah.
It was right at
this
the
end. This one kind of did, but it didn't. Like,
yeah, the one that was the initial scene from the first part of the credits, that was more of
set up
for continuation.
Wasn't anything big.
Wasn't anything huge. They do show that, you know, Spider-Man's going to return, whether, you know, and Sony's has already said that they're going to be bringing back this Spider-Man for more of their own movies.
Yeah, they said that they were going to work together. They were going to play nice.
The funny thing was, like, originally there had been confusion about that because there's been so many talks with Venom and the whole thing. From what the last thing that they have said, Venom is not going to be part of this Spider-Man, the MCU. So that was
smart.
That was apparently, yeah. Apparently, that was misspoken by one of the heads for Sony, and but they have said. That after a lot of people are like, oh no, Sony's not gonna let him, you know, the Spider-Man be part of the rest of the MCU and everything. That's not true. They've had a contract with Marvel for quite some time now. Since they brought him in, Marvel's basically like, you have to let us do this. Like,
yeah, you can't.
You can't just like suddenly take it away. That's not how this contract works. And right. If you want to have a problem, go ahead. This is the Disney lawyers. Good luck.
Yeah, you would lose everything.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It's like, I guarantee you, if they were to try to take that to court, they would lose all of the license. Yeah. And at that point, they'd be making no money.
And then they would go to Fox and take away all their shit.
Yeah, and Sony really wants to make that Marvel money. I mean, that's the whole reason why they're doing this. They want to make that $1 billion mark. Now, whether or not this movie will actually do that, I don't know.
I don't know. It beat opening box office sales premiere night for Wonder Woman, and there was another movie it beat.
It's also in more theaters than any other premiere they've had.
I'm not surprised.
For the MCU. So
it's Spider-Man finally being in the MCU. That was like the biggest thing everybody's
been and that's wanting. Really the greatest takeaway from this movie.
Yeah,
it's just in the MCU that it's finally in the MCU.
Yeah.
It's finally a Spider-Man in a Marvel world.
Yeah.
Tom Holland did well.
Yeah.
I still think Andrew Garfield was the best Spider-Man in my opinion.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield's a better Spider-Man.
He's clearly. Closer to the ones we grew up with.
I gotta see, though. Yeah. I don't know. From what I've seen from Civil War, though, I really like Tom Holland.
He doesn't wisecrack as much as he did in Civil War, to be honest.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird. Like, it's almost like they kind of took a step back a little bit with him.
Yeah.
Because in this one, they made him a little more...
He's a teenager.
He's fresh. Movie. He still doesn't awkward. Know how to be Spider-Man fully.
So it's like the Bond so movies it's... when they reboot him.
In this movie, he's a sophomore.
He kind of fucks up.
That's what he is.
Sort of. I mean, Bond was still a badass when they turned him to Daniel Craig. I mean, when they changed it to Daniel Craig, he was literally a spy. Books.
Right. Yeah.
In this one, it's more of you're seeing Spider-Man without the origin story, but it's more of like he's still going through training.
Yeah,
bummer.
Still a rookie.
Story. Yeah, so he's
still a rookie.
No, and it's a good thing they don't have an origin story. But that's what I'm saying is it's exactly like the origin story, except you don't have the origin story. It's just him going through training. He's not as good as he should be.
They still make fun of Marissa Tomei being the aunt because she's fucking hot as hell still.
Yes, they do make a comment. With
God damn it, she's so.
I mean, it wouldn't be a good origin story without Randy Savage, anyways.
This is true.
Bruce
Campbell. Overall feel for the movie, it's good. It's got some. It's the beginning's kind of oddly paced because of the choice they used to introduce the film. It really wasn't necessary, to be honest. They could have jumped right into a scene that happens later on, and it would have been fine. But. Overall, it was, you know, it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was as good as Amazing. I think Amazing Spider-Man's still better. And it's mostly because Andrew Garfield does such a great job. He wisecracks really well, and he plays Spider-Man really, really well. Whereas Tom Holland's the teenager, and it's kind of awkward. And it makes for some funny moments. That's not, you know, that's not without saying. But it's just not as good. And one spoiler that I do have to give you. MJ is not Mary Jane.
Yeah, I know that.
That's fucking lame.
I knew that. That's not a surprise, though. I mean, it sucks, but...
Her name is Michelle.
Mm. Johannesburg. I don't know.
Yeah, she, like... And they acted like it was this big reveal, like, in the movie. It was really odd, because they waited to the end of the movie for her to go, "Oh, my friends call me MJ." Like we were all supposed to go, "That's her?" Like, it was mostly just like, really, that's fucking lame? Like, why did you need to rename a character that's a staple in the series?
I don't know. Because maybe...
Out of everything that they changed, like, why was that the thing they needed to change?
Hmm.
Like, it felt stupid.
Well, beyond that, I think the movie really had two good positive notes on my end, which was, you can actually have a standalone hero movie without an origin story, and we finally got a Spider-Man movie that had nothing to do with an Osborn.
Yep. The other takeaway I had is Michael Keaton's a fucking amazing villain.
Yeah, Michael
villain.
Keaton, fucking awesome possum.
Oh, that's not...
He's an amazing villain. It's actually floored me the fact that, like, he hadn't been a supervillain.
See, and every time I see him, all I can think of is the police chief from The Other Guys.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
You would have to be doing that on purpose. Yeah. What?
That's pretty much all we can say. It's good, it's worse... It's good. It's worth seeing. It really isn't any better than any like. It isn't any better than any of the Spider-Man other than 3. I mean, and that's not a hard bar to beat.
Overall, it's still a good.
I wasn't overly floored with Amazing Spider-Man though, so that was just.
See, I put it Amazing Spider-Man, then Spider-Man 2, not amazing, and then this.
Hmm.
I still think Spider-Man 2 is a better movie.
Oh yeah.
Even with crying.
The first two Spider-Mans I thought were the best ones.
Yeah, even with crying Maguire.
Seabiscuit Spider-Man.
Seabiscuit Spider-Man. Yeah.
No, I love the first two Spider-Mans. Amazing, I just wasn't overly...
Yeah, and I would put this...
Amazing is the one I grew up with, so that's why you know, I'm so akin to... Yeah,
that's why. Yeah.
You mean the comics?
The cartoon show.
The animated...
Oh, yeah. The cartoon show was great.
It's worth seeing. Go see it. The other thing we wanted to bring up, Little Nightmares had its DLC finally drop, but they didn't have really any kind of announcement, which is kind of annoying when people do that. The same thing happened with fucking Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Zero Dawn recently had an update that added New Game Plus.
Which
no announcement.
For fucking a while.
Yeah, you know how I found out about that?
Miles?
On my Facebook page. No, on my Facebook page the morning of the patch.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't get us wrong, listeners. We realize that a lot of this stuff comes through social media, but the thing is like...
I thought it was announced at E3.
I never saw it.
They announced the expansion.
The expansion.
The $15 right. expansion? Yeah.
Oh, you're just talking about that mode.
Yeah, they added just New Game Plus and Hard Mode.
Yeah, just the patch added New Game Plus.
I was going to say, I swear it added Hard Mode. It was a DLC.
It added Ultra Hard and It added the New Game Plus where you can play with all your gear and shit.
And more trophies.
Only two.
There's literally only
two. That's still more.
Oh, big news! NHL got rid of Ice Tilt.
Apparently.
Apparently.
You're there. We became really good. I'm not betting on that. I'm
not. I wouldn't go with that one. Yeah, that or Skynet's down for
a few reason. Days. We're going to get on like later tonight or something, and then all of a sudden it just whoops our ass 15 minutes.
Those had a few updates. Destiny is going to be dropping their new the beta on the July what?
18th.
Yeah.
Day after I close on the house. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm going to try.
Ooh, shit. Here's the thing. Set up your internet to be installed the day you close.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing, though. They had advertised for the longest time that the beta would be open to those who pre-ordered.
It's open to everybody now, right?
But now they're saying it's an open beta.
But if you pre-order, you get early access.
Do you get early access?
That's what they're saying. What is it? You pre-order, you get an emblem?
Ooh. I don't know, because you remember I said I wonder when they're giving out codes?
Yeah.
I was still under the impression you had a pre-order to get beta access.
It still says it.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm online. Saying I pre-ordered my copy
which
last
means it
week,
wouldn't
so.
Be an open beta.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's all we pretty much had to bring up.
I got nothing to cover.
You got nothing
Castlevania.
To cover?
Oh, yeah, that launched yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching this morning. They uploaded the first four episodes. Pretty good.
Yeah.
For an anime. The first episode did something different than I've not really come across in most animes, which
is
was...
Is it actually animated now? Because most animes that I come across now is, like, the laziest animation I've ever seen.
To me, it felt animated.
That's what I'm checking.
I was entertained.
It's all comic book still.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But, pretty good. There's a lot of fan service into it. It ended up being a little more gory than I was expecting. The first episode's what really threw me off, because most animes don't have the first episode evolves around where you see the entire perspective of the main bad guy's side and why he's the bad guy for the rest of the season. And you can't really argue with him.
Doesn't that kind of give things away, though?
To me, it was more of a setup of what's going to go on throughout the series.
It's kind
of
like creating sympathy for Dr. Wily before he tries to take over. And then you're sitting there going, I don't know, if I really want to beat this guy, I guess I'll just sit here in the beginning of this level for the rest of the time. I'll not be Mega Man. I'll just be Man.
Be Proto Man.
I'll just be Mighty Number 9.
Ugh. You stay in that hole. Don't come out. But if you're a big Castlevania fan, watch it.
Alright.
If you're up for a new anime, watch it.
If there's just nothing else on Netflix, watch it.
There we go.
Go outside, enjoy life.
It's summertime. Get the
go
fuck outside.
Do something. I tried that once. The
sun hurts.
Horrible.
Be grateful Stranger Things isn't out yet.
Halloween.
Go out and whip things in real life.
Hi, vampire.
This guy just threw a cross at me.
And that's how I got kicked out of Hot Topic.
That's how I got kicked out of Hot Topic. Everywhere.
And that's how we learned our lesson. Listeners, other than that, the main reason why we've come together before you is to unite these two people. And we went to see... we went to DCC.
We went to see Denver.
We went to see Denver.
It was horrible.
And Denver the Comic-Con.
And there was a Comic-Con still just there. Happening.
Yeah. No, we went to...
It's still there! No one blew that shit up yet.
It's slowly migrating westward.
So we went to Denver Comic Con, and the guys went, and I didn't go until Sunday.
Yeah.
So we've got all the panels up and going. If you guys haven't been listening to it, you probably should take a listen to. They're pretty good, especially Nathan Fillion and Felicia Day.
Apparently a lot of people have been listening to them. So.
There was a lot of really good panels.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, I was really shocked.
We didn't have a day where, you know, there wasn't any fucking panels to record like last year.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Sunday was the weakest of three.
Last year?
This year.
That was when Nathan Fillion was.
No, I meant like how many there were.
That's because a lot of them we'd already seen Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, they did double up on a lot of
then
them.
Then it also
year.
Ends earlier.
Yeah.
It didn't end that much earlier. Only, what, 2 hours? An hour?
Yeah, we were still out of there before it ended, though.
Yeah.
2-3 hours.
So, it was good. I thought, based off of the day that I went. Yeah, it was really fun. Good.
No, it was, yeah.
Everybody was super entertaining, and, we didn't get seated in shitty areas.
Yeah.
So. No, our seats were given away, though.
Yeah, at least one of the days.
Yeah, I do have to say that the they still haven't figured out the whole media thing. Like, Jason, if you're ever listening to this, just a word of advice for Denver Comic Con, you guys need to figure out how lines work. It should just be ADA.
There goes our passes for
Yeah, it should just, well, in all honesty, it should be ADA, media, then Express Pass, then everybody else. It shouldn't be ADA, Express Pass, and media go in there and fight for fucking seats.
Yeah, I was a little
like,
pissed about that.
I shouldn't have to feel like I need to fend people off.
I don't know, I kind of enjoy the melee to get seats every time.
That and open up those theater doors again so you can get the hell outside instead of, you know, cattle calling through the goddamn hallway.
I honestly missed it when I was in the other theaters, the other rooms. The
Yeah,
because
I mean,
you can still hear everybody else from the other.
Yeah, I think the biggest theater. Downside is the fact that since it splits up into the two auditoriums in one auditorium,
you can hear
you can hear everybody on the other side.
You get that in the big ones though too.
Not as much.
When we first went, the first ballrooms.
Still get it.
At no point in any of the other panels, and I can bet you on this, does anyone say, can we have the people next door shut the fuck up?
Oh, I mean, Catherine Tate almost kind of said that. Jeez. You were saying the other ones bled over, right?
No, we were saying the old ones they need to go back to because the new ones bleed.
I thought you were saying that
the original
these ones didn't.
No, the original ballrooms, when they had them in the ballrooms downstairs, those were better. Just because, I mean, those were solid.
That's where they hold, like, a lot of other conventions.
That's where they had the Bruce Campbell one. And
you couldn't hear anybody next door.
You couldn't hear anybody next door, so. I mean, what's
those doors? That is smaller seating, though.
It is smaller seating, but it was better. It was
I would say open those up and then still use the main theater, but open it up for,
the big fucking
band. Yeah, like Stan Lee and Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah, Stan Lee, Nathan Fillion, those guys could easily take up the entire thing. They did. No, I mean, like, if you could literally fill up the entire
I can only imagine how many people they turned away after that place filled up. Yeah.
And in those cases, they could work with their scheduling a lot easier.
Yeah, now think about
that. By having that as, like, the main event and not scheduling anything around it. So you get more people packed in.
And think about if they get, like, Ryan Reynolds or some of the cast from the MCU or anything, you're going to be selling that motherfucker out completely.
Let's do it.
Damn right.
Ryan Reynolds?
Hey.
Dude, that guy shows up. I hope you bring a ring.
Cock ring.
They're going to have a unity ceremony after this. Ryan, jealous. Will you be mine?
Did you see that post where the gal photoshopped him over her prom date?
No!
She got dumped by the guy like 2-3 days after prom.
Are you serious?
And so she photoshopped Ryan Reynolds over top of his picture.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds actually brought it up and retweeted it. Said, good job. We should photoshop me over his yearbook photo next.
That's funny.
No, Denver Comic Con was good.
Yeah, I mean, you guys seemed to enjoy it more this year than last year. Seemed overall like
we got treated better this year.
Yeah, it seemed like overall you guys got treated a little better.
The only thing they need to improve on is the lines.
They just need to forget the lines.
Not kick us out.
Yeah,
that was annoying as fuck. Like,
we're media. We're there for a purpose.
It's just the fact that there was literally one time.
I get it at the same time. I don't. I mean, it's one of those things of like, well, the media has to leave in order for other media to come in. But the thing is, that's not what was happening. We were literally leaving to go and stand in line in the same line, that we were having to come in with, which made zero sense.
Well, there was one time where we were literally walking up the stairs, and by the time we hit the door, we turned around.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you guys can go back in. And we're like, what the fuck did I get up for?
Yeah.
And there, I felt sorry for some of the photographers there because they have huge setups.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to close their shit
I still think we need to write an email to Jason just to let him know.
The ones I
really
felt
bad for like,
from the ADA people.
This is kind of the way you guys should be handling this.
Because they went up the top two.
And then you get their volunteers on the same page.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Between putting us in the ADA or Speed Pass, and then you got the one gal that was completely...
You guys can't come in. What?
It's like, the guy that outranks you just told us
to
go
walk
in.
Yeah, ADA was allowed to stay in there. They were the only ones who weren't allowed to stay in.
Yeah.
Everybody else had to leave.
Which, you mean, you make sense for them being allowed to stay in.
Yeah, well, some of them have wheelchairs.
There's no reason that we shouldn't be a part of that as well. I mean, we're going into the same freaking section.
Yeah.
The fact that they kick us out is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Other than that, I felt like the panels were pretty good. I mean, the day I went, the panels were good. There was no mediation for Catherine Tate, which was weird. Did they have mediation for the freaking DCC one?
Oh, yeah.
The DC one?
It was a fucking amazing.
Who was the mediator for that?
It ended up being, actually, Michael Rosenbaum.
Wasn't he part of the cast?
Yep. There was just so much of the cast that, like...
That he just took over?
He just took over.
I mean, that was kind of the way it was for Claire Kramer, for the Buffy villains.
But, like, yeah. Him and Phil Lamar, like, they couldn't stay still, so they would just, like, hop in the audience and just go back down the stage, back in the audience, and hop in the stage.
Anything to get out of that damn light.
That's gonna be fucking hot up there.
Yeah. And then you having to do this to see out into the
damn room. To see anybody.
Like, they ain't dialed back. We can clearly see the damn person.
Yeah, I was surprised that the panel I was surprised that it didn't fill out or didn't have as many people in was the Buffy Villains one. Because you had James Marsters, you had Juliet Lando.
And Mercedes McNabb.
Mercedes McNabb and freaking Claire Kramer. All of them. Sitting there. And the other thing was Nathan Fillion never came out.
Right.
But was he ever scheduled for it? They had the t-shirt with him on there. With him, Eliza Dushku.
I
don't
know. I kind of doubt it personally, but it would have made sense for him to go.
Yeah.
So
they shot the, or not shot, they threw the t-shirt out that didn't go as far as it needed to go. I think if it had landed with Loach, he probably would have snagged a run.
Mine!
Good possibility.
What would have happened? I'd be like, dude, that's the fastest I've ever seen that guy move.
Did you hear there was a dude?
They could waddle that fast.
There was a dude yelling at you to throw it back before you even really grabbed hold of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, he's like, throw it back. I was like, dude, it's literally just landing in my hands. Yeah. And I'm looking back to see where it needed to go. Yeah, I wasn't like going to take it.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine. Like, what kind of asshole would I be to do that?
Yeah.
You know? But it was, you know, it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought James Marsters was really funny. He kind of stole the show from everybody, though. I mean, a lot of people asked him more questions than anybody else there. Which I kind of felt bad for everybody.
But he was on top of
it. But he also told some really funny stories.
He told some really good stories.
I mean, in all reality, like, out of that bit of the cast, he's really the most iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was, you know, he crossed.
Spike was multiple things. He was literally on there for like, every season since season two.
And all the way into Angel.
Yeah, even though he was only on, like, one episode for, like, season four or five. Yeah.
Had no idea he wasn't actually British.
That was funny. Well, so I was like, he's not fucking British? The fuck? That's a mark of a good actor, though. I mean, he can fake an accent that well. Although, apparently, the guy who plays Giles was the one that was
Anthony Head.
Yeah, was working with him a lot on making sure his accent was freaking authentic as hell.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I can't go coaching. Yeah, I can't go back to my country with you sounding like that. So I was like, wow, that's pretty funny. You guys were there for the other 2 days. I mean, what the fuck happened? I'm talking about one day that I was there.
Saturday had like
Miles, you were there. You were there for Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Loach, you were there for Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. You were there for all 3 days.
Yeah, it was pretty much just nonstop panels for the most part.
Yeah,
except for Saturday because we got to the Nathan Fillion panel on Saturday, 30 minutes prior to it starting.
Yeah, and as media, you guys couldn't get seats.
No. They gave away seats, I think.
Well, you were there. I told you I wasn't going to make it anyway.
We could have been there if you gave better instructions.
Yeah. They were so
pissed
at you.
Another thing that's my fault, apparently. Huh?
They were so pissed at you for that.
They'll get over it. Oh, wait.
Why were you having to get instructions from Loach?
Because they flipped the entire con. That was another thing that was kind of bullshit. They flipped the entire con backwards.
Yeah.
So you had to go in from the back end. By the Belco Theater,
instead of
which there is no fucking part.
But I had to ask this like after you guys told me the story. Like, why are you having to get directions from somebody who isn't there?
Well, we rolled up to get the passes, and instead of chucking them through the window and saying good luck like anyone else would have, he gave us instructions on how to get in the building, which just made it more confusing.
Seriously, I would tell you the same thing because we started walking towards the front doors.
There was five entrances on the other side too,
and Miles is like, "Oh no, we enter on that side." I was like, "The fuck?"
So where, what is it? The ADT, the tram. There's an actual entrance over there too, though. You could.
Oh, the RTD.
That's what it is. But over there, where the RTD goes through remember where we met when we first met? Yeah. Apparently, you could have gone through there too, on the back end of it.
Yeah, and the whole front's fucking closed.
Yeah, for some reason, and they never explained why.
I know exactly why. Space.
Was it because of the Dallas limiting thing? The,
yeah. If you limit your entrances, then you only have to watch so much.
Yeah.
Then I would have just... But so you could do that, can, though, with just doing the front, then.
Yeah, you can lock those doors. Problem. Those doors can
because
be locked.
Because that's how they were doing it for the first 5 years, was that you couldn't go through the Belco or anywhere in the backside with the RTD and everything like that. Or where... what is it? The valet, I guess?
Yeah, you literally had to go through the front.
You had to go through the front doors.
I guess it would probably cut down on traffic instead of everybody piling
up. It just felt
the front
so door. Ass backwards. It felt like they were trying to fit
less
everything.
Chance for incidents with street.
It just felt, it felt so ass backwards, and they tried to fit everything in the showroom upstairs.
Yeah, that was really annoying.
That was really annoying because it's a bigger event, yet you made it smaller and more compact. That makes, I mean, Jesus Christ, the Belco theater lines were horrible.
Yeah.
That was such a pain in the ass to go through. And not even just the lines, just trying to get through that area was impossible sometimes. But yeah, and they closed off, what, half the halls?
Yeah, I don't even know, like half the building, basically. But yeah, Saturday, we missed the Nathan Fillion panel initially, and we had like 3 hours to kill, so we went and spoke to Serenity Forge, the game developer that sent us out an invite to go talk to him.
Yeah they're the game developer that made Lifeless Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to send them an email again.
Yeah, I mean, spoke to both one of their lead developers, their art director, and their CEO. All of them really cool, really nice people.
Yeah,
games and, I got to play were a lot of fun.
Yeah, the game, like, beautiful art style.
Dude, the King, and was the King's Bird? That was fun. That was a blast.
And the graphics, you know, real pretty. I mean, it's simple 2D side-scroller kind of style games, except for Lifeless Planet. But you can tell they put a lot of work into it. A lot of inspiration drawn from stuff like Limbo and stuff like that. You can tell there's a lot of narrative in some of these. You know, like the, you know, like how you kind of felt that, like, Limbo, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of it, you're like, oh, okay, I think I'm pretty sure I'm in hell or whatever the fuck. It's kind of
in limbo.
Yeah, kind of strikes you just like that.
Yeah.
From the little bit that you got to play, the Mystic Melee was
that
a fucking blast.
Oh,
it was
my
just
God.
So you guys were telling me about
that.
That
was fucking hysterical.
It's simplified Smash Brothers, basically.
Oh, that's cool, that one I didn't get to play. What was the other one? The other one,
they had Mystic Melee, which is their newest one. They had Lifeless Planet, which has been out for a little while. It's available on PS4 digitally.
For like $20.
And limited physical release for PC.
King's
All the games are going to be available on Steam, some of which are going to be available on console. A couple of them will be on.
Well, they said they were
going to
start
on
working
Switch.
On moving them to console.
And they gave you a press kit, right?
No, that was another company that me and him went to. I forgot.
They gave us business cards and stuff like that. Yeah. It was Mystic Melee, Lifeless Planet, Pixels. King's Bird.
What was the one that was really sarcastic?
Once Upon a Coma.
That's it.
I believe.
I think that's what it was called.
I think that was all of them.
Yeah.
That was fucking hysterical.
I sat down and played all of them, and they were all really fun. Pixels was probably the biggest pain in the ass one, because it's kind of an asteroid kind of game.
I loved it.
It's like Asteroids meets Centipede. Like, you have to collect shit.
Kinda.
Or not Centipede. What was the phone game that used back on the day, the old phone?
Snake.
That's what it was like. Almost the more like you collect, the bigger your character or whatever
your
it is
ship
got.
Or whatever.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Kingsbird is really fast-paced.
Dude,
flying.
That was a blast, though.
And if you're not used to... Because I was trying to control the flight, like normal flight, pull down to light up. And in this case, you actually had to point where you wanted to fly, kind of thing. So it took a little bit to get used to, but it was really...
I forgot
really
the name
fun.
Of the company
really
that we... That me and Josiah went and played. Do you remember?
No, but my wallet does.
Oh, I'm like...
These were the guys who gave us a press pass, or a press kit. And
yeah, hold on, let me dig in my ass real quick.
They were the ones who gave us a press kit.
You need some lube?
Did you find a gerbil?
Yeah. I found some sanitizer. Might sting a little.
Maybe I don't have a card from them.
It was like a tax something?
I think they gave you a card. I didn't get one.
I gotta look.
Apparently.
But yeah, it was really great that they, they set up that Mystic Melee almost solely just in time for us.
I didn't get to play that one. That was the one I
that's
did
really
get to
cool.
play.
As soon as they got it set up, they were like, come over and check it out. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
When you guys left, I was sitting there, I was playing and talking to the developer of that game one-on-one when you were talking to the art director.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so. I gotta set that up still. I've been so busy this week, though. I totally spaced it. I need to set that up. No, they were cool guys.
Really nice guys.
Yeah. Their CEO, Z.
Z.
He was really, really cool, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, that was the one who we were talking to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in some ways I wish I could have recorded the interview, but on the showroom floor...
Well, he even said it, too.
Oh, it would have been so noisy. Like, it probably would have been so noisy. I mean, we went up there after, like, after everything on Sunday, and it was fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, by the way?
On?
On Sunday.
After that last panel?
Yeah.
I just went and hung out with Nicole and the kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we kind of figured.
Spent some time with the family.
Oh no, we kind of figured that. We were just like,
I was more pissed that I wasn't.
We didn't see you up on the main floor, so we were just like,
oh no, we went to. I don't remember. We were down Artist Row.
Cool.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
No, it was a good. It just totally flipped it on its head, though.
Overall, that's felt gotta a be lot the
worst.
Smaller.
They got that's over. That's gotta be the worst setup they've ever had.
Overall, it felt a lot smaller than last year's.
It wasn't though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just
apparently
think
there,
more
there was a lot more that we were missing.
I think it's just because of the. I think I feel that way just because of the front rooms closed off.
Yeah, they didn't have it dispersed through the entire
yeah.
building.
It also felt like it was just more people.
It was one of their bigger ones.
Because usually I get it. I'm a big guy.
It's gonna be worse next year.
But I don't normally have that many people walk into me trying to go through the.
Yeah, it was gonna. It's gonna be worse.
The vendor area. And I ended up getting trapped by the trash cans for like 5 minutes
it
at one
seems
point.
Smaller,
well, they also separated. Did you notice they also separate where they do the photos and the autographs now? And you have to buy a ticket just to get in through there?
Yeah, for security reasons.
Yeah.
All of the things that they changed were more than likely.
They were
for
always
security
they
reasons.
Were always separated for by
yeah,
a bit,
but you were able
bit
to still see. Yeah, but you were still able to see the celebrities come out and everything.
Not last year.
Yeah.
No, they had the booths facing. Towards
maybe
the wall.
I just don't remember that part.
Yeah.
I was going to say I remember because we kept trying to walk
most
past.
Most of the
times
the celebrities are pretty smart to keep people away from them. Catherine Tate wasn't so smart about that.
But God bless her, she was entertaining.
Oh,
his
she
foot.
Was entertaining his foot, but like I felt
what
bad.
I
felt bad when that guy kept trying to grab. There was a guy on stage she pulled up.
It was like
the awkward as fuck.
Third or fourth person she pulled up.
Yeah, but he was like he kept trying to grab her.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that gives fans a bad name.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he was a volunteer too.
Was he? I don't know.
I think he had like a exhibitor badge or
maybe.
Volunteer badge or something.
It was
like
the one, it was very creepy.
The one I regret missing was John Herder, Napoleon
John
Dynamite.
Hedder.
Yeah.
Or Hedder.
Hedder.
Is it? Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite. That's the one I missed. But.
Yeah, it sounded like people were having fun in that one.
Yeah.
They were laughing, yeah.
Well, YouTube's got everything posted.
People were
I didn't know
it was
they
like
had
a
their own
goddamn
YouTube
stadium
page.
When he was in DC.
So Denver Comic Con has their own YouTube page.
Oh man.
Didn't know that on YouTube, so I went and started.
Like, don't get me wrong, I was glad we had the recording for Catherine Tate, but I kind of felt bad, like, after hearing
my
the
stories.
Crowd, the, well, just the crowd
oh
from
gosh.
The DC panel that he was in. Like, it was like a fucking stadium in there.
Oh,
like,
are you
we
talking
could,
about the
we could
Justice
hear it in ours clearly.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
It was so, like, it was so loud, like, Catherine Tate's like, can we tell people to go, like, be quiet over there?
At one point, Phil Lamar, who was the voice of Jon Stewart,
right.
does the entire Green Lantern speech as Hermes. Michael Rosenbaum does all his, at one point, does his lines as the Flash, and Flash was a redneck.
That's who that guy was. Now I remember.
Kevin Conroy.
He also read a children's book.
Yeah.
That was the one I was telling you about, the guy who does the voice of Hermes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole was like, yeah, he's part of Futurama. I just don't know which one.
Yeah, Phil Lamar.
Oh, Futurama. I thought you meant the messenger
everything.
God. My bad.
yeah, that was pretty good.
Actually, you laugh at that? That's actually what I thought at first.
My mom...
Like, my first thought was like, is he talking about Percy Jackson? Because
Hercules.
I didn't think Loach even read that series.
No. One thing that made my mind explode is that Kevin Conroy, at one point, did Batman and Batman was Scottish, so Batman was even more fucking angry.
Yeah, Batman, I saw the heads panel. That was a good
one. Listeners,
he was mostly mad because Siri couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
The Luke Cage and Iron Fist panel was freaking hilarious.
Oh man, that was great.
They were ragging on each other. That's what funny.
Glitter
Fist. Yeah. Finn and Finn Jones and Michael Coulter.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
Luke Cage and Glitter Fist.
Yeah. Glitter Fist.
Glitter Fist, yes.
Yeah. They were making fun of each other.
It's his drag name.
Did somebody go, why does Iron Fist suck?
He actually explained why he did the way he did Iron Fist, and was yeah. actually made sense after he explained it. I was like, oh, okay, I wish they would have kind of done a pre-interview for the show, him explaining it, and I'd probably have
well,
a little
it wasn't
more
just
time.
His direction either, I mean.
Yeah.
yeah.
The thing I noticed when they were on stage...
I know he left Twitter.
And damn, Mike Coulter's a big fucking dude.
Yeah,
he like, I knew huge. He was gonna be.
That guy's like,
but in person,
6'5"?
That dude's fucking huge.
Yeah, that guy's like 6'4", 6'5", and it's a fucking tank. Yeah.
He took up half the couch.
Fucking biceps sheer the size
muscle.
Of Virgo's head. It's like, holy crap.
So okay. You're saying when it comes to Jones, I have no chance. It's just a shame.
One thing I have to say.
I had a hope and a dream, but
and that's all it was.
And that's all it was. A hope and a dream.
And listeners, if you listen
partially
to our
wish.
If you listen to our panel for that, if these two bring the atmosphere they had on stage with each other, like if they were actually friends, we actually might get a Heroes for Hire. If they can keep that going.
I thought that was what the Defenders was basically
no.
gonna be.
Heroes for Hire is a totally different series than the Defenders.
Isn't it made up of the same people, though?
It's just those two.
Heroes for Hire is strictly an Iron Fist and Luke Cage thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
See, I would watch that.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty
I
much
love
a bromance.
Luke Cage. I thought that series was great.
My favorite thing, and I wish they would do it in the show. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Part of the reason why they became best friends is because they knocked each other the fuck out. It happened in the comic. Good old, we beat the shit out of each other, we become best friends.
The Buffy villain
both of us go get
panel was the best one, I thought. Besides Nathan Fillion.
Oh, for the overall con?
Yeah. The twins were pretty hysterical.
My brain always melts a little bit when I get to see Felicia Day, so.
And I mean, hers is great, don't get me wrong,
too.
But.
That one wasn't as populated as I thought it would be either.
The Felicia Day one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty fun.
No, it wasn't sold out. Nope. And we had the smaller theater.
Yeah.
The twins was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
They were
down to earth dudes.
They were fucking funny.
That's about the only one. I'm bummed I had to miss.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
How was the Weird Al one?
That was great.
Okay, so there's two of them.
Weird Al was pretty great. How he was joking around like he would never thought he would have gotten a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And just how he made a career out of making fun of everything. But he is one talented fucking dude.
He was glad to be out of his original
contract.
Recording contract.
When you're not even signed a 33-year contract.
Yeah.
And that how he'll never make another UHF. There will not be a sequel.
Yeah,
he's
a lot
like,
of people
were
disappointed in that.
Yeah, I was
but there he was like, I'll do something else.
Yeah, he's talking about doing another movie.
James Marsher, his solo panel was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying he didn't say the same story.
It was a lot of kind of the same as the.
You told me he didn't
Buffy
have the same
ring.
Stories.
He changed a couple, like two.
Lied to me.
I think he did more, just two.
See, I don't care for those ones as much as like, especially if they were part of a bigger show like Buffy. The interaction between all of them is more entertaining. But yeah, the Buffy villains one was. Badass.
I was still surprised that Nathan Fillion
really
didn't come out for that.
Yeah, I kind of wish he did, but...
Like, even to just say, hey. He was on the same damn day.
Well, he's one of the big villains, too. Kalo.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can not have Kalo in it. I can understand, you know, Elijah Dushku not being able to make it. Did they ever say why?
Nope.
She wasn't able to make it?
I know she recently got married, if I remember right.
Yeah, some, like, businessman. Something like that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if that had something.
Felicia Day could pop out a baby and still do a panel, I'm just saying.
Just laying down on the couch.
That was
so damn cute.
So damn cute. But, no, the con overall.
That baby, like, melts people's eyes.
I feel like this was a much better Comic-Con this year than compared to last year.
They kept calling her the veritable queen of sci-fi.
I still think the best panel I've ever had is.
Stanley.
I wasn't there for that, but after listening to it, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but
I was
still pissed that they cut it short, though.
The Stanley one?
Yeah.
Actually, they cut
one short this year.
It started late.
Which one was it? They said it was, we've been an hour,
this
but
year?
It was only 40 minutes. Which one was that?
Dude, there's a couple in there.
That was
she's
Friday.
Like, she's like, we've been going for 45 minutes. I'm like, you've been going for 38.
Actually, I think it was the twins.
Yeah, you're right. It was the twins.
I think so.
The boys from Stranger Things, that was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
Especially when they, which one said he never watched Star Wars?
The guy that plays Lucas.
Hysterical. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm terrible at remembering names.
Caleb?
Fuck. Caleb Mc something.
Yeah. McRib, I don't know. yeah, they were fucking hysterical when they were making fun of,
Millie. I still have to listen to that one.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
She was pretty funny, too.
She sounds a lot more grown up than she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one I was really surprised was British.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when I looked at it, I was like, she's British? She goes, yeah, dude, British as fuck.
I still think it's funny that before I still think it's funny that before both those panels, they had to tell everybody, you cannot ask questions about season 2 because Netflix is there, and they will shut you down.
Yeah, what was that he was talking about? No, we can't talk about season 2. Netflix has snipers positioned in this building that will take me down as soon as you
I still like the guy, though, who answered a question, and he's like, is it going to be back for season 3? To try to go around the whole thing.
Can we ask about season
3? You can't say anything about season 2. How about season 3?
Overall, I think the panels were a little more balanced than last year.
I thought they were all whack.
Yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of crossover.
Oh, no, sorry. You're right about that. What I'm talking about is the amount of talent that they had.
The time slots were crap. God damn.
I don't know. I don't think there was nearly as much crossover this time around as there was in previous years.
Last year was pretty freaking chaos, man.
Yeah.
But the panels were...
When I've got to sit through 4 and he's got to sit through 3 separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, in a row, just... It was pretty bad. Overall, what do you think, like... Do you think any of the panels were as good as previous years?
It's hard to beat the John Barrowman panel.
Yeah, I think that's impossible.
I honestly missed that one.
Stan Lee, that's another hard one to beat.
Alan Tudyk was one of my favorites.
Alan Tudyk was good.
That one was great.
The Nathan Fillion, when the guy's like, we got a message from what's her name?
Yeah.
And they flip him off.
That was great.
Did you see the girl's face when I was holding the mic? She fucking almost lost her shit. She was like, oh my god, I'm going to get fired.
He just flipped off Nathan Fillion.
I like how he cleared it. No, it's okay. We have this thing.
He laughed it off. It was pretty funny.
He's a bigger fan of cross stitch than I would have imagined.
Yeah,
that was funny. When that guy said that. Apparently, you got a lot more cross stitch than I ever thought you would. No, I think the panels last year were better.
I did enjoy the fact that
Bruce Campbell's, I think, was part of the best.
I was gonna say I did enjoy the fact that he Nathan Fillion geeks out about Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
That was great.
I think his pet Bruce Campbell's
panel that from guy.
A few years ago was probably the best one when they had the. Accidental Burn Notice reunion.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was just really cool.
But Stan Lee, though, that's really hard to top as panel-wise. That one filled out. That one took up that whole fucking room and probably then some. That one I could see.
That one packed
them, yeah. That one I could see them opening Stan that Lee. Wall up and just...
Yeah. Stan Lee, they could have filled that entire
place. That was probably the time when you went upstairs to actually go shopping.
But I don't remember if it was
I don't think his was all the way, but I mean, it was pretty freaking packed.
But
his was just high energy and so fucking entertaining. John Barrowman.
Yeah. Like, I know, Catherine Tate as well. Something about people from the UK, I guess, is just...
Yeah, I mean, John Barrowman, though, like, the fact that like, he has like that much energy and that much love for his fans is just awesome.
Maybe it's the thinner air that makes him all loopy.
Right. and the fact that he has no accent when he talks to people, but he can turn Scottish on like that. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like when he was talking, like when he talks to his mom and dad in the audience, he immediately turns to him and starts talking to him, and it's completely different. I was like, the fuck? Like, I remember looking at you going like, he's fucking Scottish?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
They already got the dates for next year's out. And it's on Father's Day weekend, which is normal. Which is really a big tendency to have a bigger crowd. So
I'm just hoping that I'll actually have money when I go this time, because there's always shit that I want to buy.
Yeah, right.
And I have like $20.
All right.
I'm living back in Colorado.
You and me both. I mean, no.
That could have been a part of the factor this year too, is having a 4th of July weekend when everybody's out camping.
That to me was really bad timing. Yeah,
I would have thought that would have worked better in their favor.
A lot of people going out traveling and shit. I can see it.
But I get that. Yeah.
I mean, I can see a lot of people coming in for it, but when most of Colorado ends up on the 4th of July going outside and being in the mountains and all that shit, yeah, I can't see that being a smart choice of having it on the 4th.
Work.
Father's Day weekend, though, they fucking kill it on Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, I can see Father's Day weekend kill it.
I always find Father's Day weekend, like, inconvenient, because my dad doesn't go to that shit.
No, but see, I do, and my dad does, too. My dad really wanted to go the last time because they had the huge Star Trek reunion.
Yeah.
And he's such a big Star Trek fan.
I really enjoy Father's Day because I'm not a father.
You mean not,
happy not a Father's Day?
Happy not a Father's Day.
Yeah. Inverse.
Yeah.
It's great.
I call it my children's day.
Don't get weird coffee cups.
I don't
isn't
get ties.
A, isn't there a How I Met Your Mother episode about that?
Yeah.
Josiah, what did you think of the... what was your favorite panel?
This year or ever?
Just this year.
Nathan Fillion was good.
I wish this was longer.
Probably the only time where I've ever sat in a panel and thought, holy shit, I'm actually seeing this person, because I didn't take pictures the entire time. I have one of him turning and walking off stage. It's like I took a picture of fucking Bigfoot.
It's elusive and just
yeah, but
mysterious.
Like from the moment he walked out on stage, I had my camera out for most of the time,
and
I
just
forgot.
Yeah,
I'm curious how we're not hanging out with your...
James Marsters.
Yeah. Like, when you came out of that panel, you're like, dude, we should be hanging out with this dude.
Yeah, he's literally just one of us, just much more, successful.
And rich.
And watch
rich.
Videos.
Nice.
I did think
Nathan nicer than we are.
Talking about Destiny was great.
How he's like, oh, that was fucking hysterical. Yeah, and then when I quit, I just go back to Halo. I slowed my team down.
No, like, I was going
to
say...
The person asked Felicia Day how to quit WoW.
Yeah. Give a really half-assed, non-committal answer.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like this thing, like, yeah.
Oh, I got more than my entertainment out of it. I didn't have, like, last year, Friday was just a throwaway.
Was it me, or was there not as many cosplayers either? Like, really good ones. Cosplay.
There were some really good ones, but not as many good ones.
Yeah. There was a lot of half-assed Batmans.
Yes, there was.
And but then again, I mean, Batmans. You know, they did, not that props necessarily make the cosplay, but, you know, they did have the stricter...
The replica gun. Yeah, you couldn't bring a replica gun. So who do you want to see next year, though?
I don't know. I'm kind
of
liking this...
plenty of people I want to see.
I'd like to be surprised.
I'm kind of liking this...
I want to see David Tennant.
Yeah.
Scene 3
and
of
Matt
the
Smith.
7.
Yeah, that'd be badass.
From Firefly.
A Firefly reunion?
No. So I've seen 3 of the 7 cast. I kind of want
a plane ticket.
I want to see a full Buffy reunion.
I mean, granted...
If I get to sit behind you.
Fuck.
One of them is dead now, so I'll never get to see him.
Oh,
Preacher. Ron Glass, which sucks, because I hear apparently he was awesome. But I'd like to see the other 3.
I want to see Robert Downey Jr.
Anyone from the MCU?
Anyone from the MCU, actually, yeah.
Which is going to be really hard, I think.
Chris Eccleston.
Chris who?
Eccleston.
Eccleston.
Ninth
Doctor.
Not Doctor, but he was also a Thor villain.
Doctor.
Yeah.
I want to see a Buffy reunion, because we've seen, I think that was the
I want Billy Piper to actually show up.
Right? That was, the most we've seen.
I don't want Billy Piper to actually show up.
It's driving me nuts. Dildo Schwaggins.
Because then you'll have gotten one you want, and I still haven't gotten Emily Pond.
See, that's one that I would go to.
Although Rory's supposed to be at this one this year.
Yeah.
I think.
What'd you say?
That's one I would go to.
What one?
If they had Emily Pond.
Carrying
Gillen. Actress of the plane. Carrying Gillen.
Cast from the new Star Wars movies.
I would love to see Mark Hamill.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, except this
a
is
a panel
his
with
last...
Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
This
oh,
is
man,
his
I
last
soul
doing
yeah,
cons.
Sold
fucking
out,
gone.
So.
I'll be there in a heartbeat. Huh?
Mark Hamill says this is his last year doing cons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he won't do it anymore.
Fuck.
Which I don't blame him, but...
Yeah, he's been doing it forever.
Well, that and... I mean, he's got to be tired of fucking fans. I mean, seriously.
Right.
We're like the worst human beings in the planet to these people. So, like, seriously, some of the fans are so fucking ungrateful, it's stupid.
Well, some of them are just awkward as fuck.
That, too.
Well, just forget the celebrities.
Fucking grabbing
people.
Catherine Tate's hand. Dude, it was awkward. Like, she was so
it's
great,
like
on stage.
It's like a scene in a movie where you know what's happening, and then you still want to, fast forward.
She was in control the entire time.
She was in control the entire time, but she was so great on stage, and she was like, she's like, let's start bringing people up. And I immediately looked at Miles like, this could be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too. I was like, yeah, this is going to get awkward real quick. Surprisingly, did not get awkward as quick as I thought it was going to.
The funniest one, I think one of the funniest responses, though, was that the lady was like, I love you. She's like, I love you, too, but I still think we should see other people. It just kept going. I was like, that's fucking great.
Called out the person that was there, like, the day prior, said he had a crush on her. And she's come up and prove it, big boy.
Yeah. That was funny. What the fuck was he dressed as?
I have no
He looked like an international pimp.
Yeah.
Like fucking all yellow and fucking weird ass fucking baller hat.
banana flavored Willy
Maybe
Wonka.
Maybe he's trying to be the mask without the mask.
I don't know. No. Well, no, he had a fucking you know,
a goblet.
Yeah, white top hat.
Like a white top hat. And I thought it was a pacifier.
Kristen Bell and Dex.
That would be cool as fuck.
I would like to see Keanu Reeves and what's the guy who played...
Dude, a Matrix reunion.
I would like to see a Bill and Ted
reunion. Oh, that'd be great.
Fucking Bill and Ted. Fuck yeah.
That would be awesome.
I love you guys. That's all.
It's like...
Bye. Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I'm all over, like, Robert Englund and Kane Hodder. Julie
Hill. Are you Frederick? I would ask that just to see what he'd say. Are you Frederick Douglass? Still one of the funniest moments ever. There are no black people here, Sean. Are you Frederick Douglass?
My question's for MC. Clap your hands.
God, he's funny.
It'd be a blast to have The Rock and Kevin Hart there.
Oh my God, dude. I would love to have The Rock, Kevin Hart, and freaking Jack Black.
Well, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell
in Jumanji.
The new Jumanji.
Which actually looks pretty fun.
Well, in that case, you can throw on Karen Gillan.
Yeah, it looks... Jumanji looks really fun.
It does.
I don't like the fact that it's a video game.
I don't. I'm okay with it. Modernize something that's... That someone can relate
I don't know, to. I feel like it could have been called something else easily.
Oh, yeah. Well,
rather than Jumanji. Surprised. Like, it's such a departure. It just Pitfall. Feels like, yeah, it could have been something else. Holy
that,
shit,
That's
yeah.
actually not a bad idea. Call it, make a Pitfall movie.
Yeah, that's actually
They're
not,
making a Rampage movie with him in it. Who? As in the monsters.
Really?
Like, climb up the fucking buildings. With The Rock, the guys who did San Andreas.
They don't even do anything. They're just like, hey, guys, go break this.
No, seriously.
I know. It's just funny the way you looked like when you said, the guys who did San Andreas. Fuck, why not?
Right? Same guys who did Independence Day, so obviously there's like...
It's just...
All explosions, no substance.
The Rock climbing up a fucking building, just
bashing it.
Taste it!
Ah! Yeah.
You smell what I'm cooking.
Yeah, dude.
No, I want to see a full Buffy reunion at Denver Comic Con. And if I have to pay to go see it, I'll pay it.
I would do that.
That or Angel.
Yeah, I'd do that too. I'd easily pay money for those.
I almost want to ask James Marshall what was it like being beaten up by David Boreanaz's puppet.
I still thought his remark, though, that was crazy. I kicked his ass in his own show.
On his own show. for a glass of Mountain Dew. That was so funny. What is it? It's Mountain Dew.
I could see a full Harry Potter reunion from the movies.
Yeah.
Good luck on that one.
That'd be another good one.
That'd be tough. Since
well, they'd all be tough.
They're all doing their own projects now.
Yeah.
Fuck the guy who played Ron Weasley. He plays in the TV show Snatch.
Yeah, he does. I want to see Trey Parker or Matt Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado Heroes. The guys are from fucking Colorado.
Yeah, when you brought that up,
how are you not at a Denver Comic Con yet?
That is kind of weird.
Especially
right?
You got the biggest show that takes place in Colorado. Like, you're from Colorado. You're alumni from Boulder CU.
Yeah, I was going to say, they
How
started
How the fuck
in Boulder.
Are you not here? That has got to be the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like,
Bill
Hader. It would make sense if it was, like, during a South Park season, because
yeah.
they have so fetch, like, such fast turnaround. But since they, like, fuck,
but
it's
how
in
the
middle of summer. What are you guys
and
doing?
Most, yeah, most of the time they're not airing during the summer, so how the fuck
are you guys doing? Probably on vacation after the amount of...
Now, I can understand why they're not doing it now, because they're so heavily involved with their video games and creating them, but still, though, I mean, how are you not been at DCC yet?
So, like, do you guys feel like you... Like, it was too much to work, or too much to work around? Like, do you think we need to cut back on, like, three passes and alternate, or anything like that? Like... Is everybody okay with...
I think
for the most part it worked out pretty good.
Okay.
I think it worked out pretty fine.
Outside of missing the Nathan Fillion panel and suddenly having 3 hours to fill...
I mean, it worked out, though, for the with that game developer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we didn't find ways to fill that time. It was...
Well, I mean, when they
it
were...
It wasn't like
when
Friday
they were...
last year where we were, like, there for 4 or 5 hours
yeah.
for no fucking reason.
Oh, dude. I do have to say one thing. What the fuck is up with furries at cons?
There was a lot more this year.
Like, yeah, there was a lot this year.
If you show up as a furry, I want to slap the fuck out of you.
They might like that.
The only thing that prevents this from happening is, one, that you might like it, and two, I'm wearing a media pass. And I don't want to put, like, I don't want to end up having that, like, awkward moment of, well, I got kicked out. Sorry, guys. Dude, there was so many of them. It was pissing me off.
I still don't know what a fucking furry is, apparently.
There's only two people that I've ever...
They look like somebody dressed up as a mascot for an animal, but they're not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a lot of those.
Very skanky looking, but a mascot head.
Yeah, and it's not a cartoon.
Almost getting fights with at cons, and it's typically furries and bronies.
Yeah, I agree with that.
To me, you see the movie poster
making a My Little Pony movie?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
I figured you would be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not gonna brony the fuck out.
You sure? You don't want a rainbow shooting out of your ass somehow?
That might be fun. It'd sure be a hell of a lot better than the other shit that comes out of
it. I know, Nick.
How is that tail attached? You don't want to know.
Or maybe you do.
Don't pull it too fast.
It hurts when I sit.
By the way, if anybody listens to our podcast that works at American Furniture Warehouse, we could use a couple massage chairs.
Oh my god, yes. The adventure of the massage chair. Oh, we were at American Furniture Warehouse for literally like 3 fucking hours.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. We were looking for furniture for Miles for his house out in Oklahoma. Because they don't have an American Furniture Warehouse, and they don't have a whole lot of selection out there. So Miles was like, all right, let's go to American Furniture Warehouse and see, you know, since they'll deliver out there, he wanted to be able to see anything that he might actually want. So we went there primarily for bars.
Bars, they didn't have a whole lot of them. I love how this office desks. We looked at pretty much everything.
Yeah. It's
all the new listeners we got, gone.
They were, dude, are you kidding me? They were gone, like,
they were only there for the panels.
Yeah. They probably listened to the beginning. They're like, I can't get from IGN.
There's one that one of the panels isn't loading.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's actually true.
Okay.
I've had no issues loading.
It was a Twitter.
I saw it.
Okay. I didn't know if you saw it or not.
But yeah, massage chairs can't fix
technology
shit
for you. So yeah, we end up like we're getting ready to leave, and Miles goes, I want to go look at some of the other chairs. Yeah, you couldn't fit. I could barely fit in one.
It's not surprising.
My shoulders were like...
Apparently, massages their butt crack.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It massaged my chode.
Did you touch my ass?
Yes.
Miles Fargo shows up and just gets undressed and sits in it.
Oh, we joked about it.
We joked about it. We joked about, like, fucking just
showing up,
lubing ourselves up, lighting up candles, making it really awkward for everybody else there. Because Miles goes, let's go check out some of the other chairs. I'd like to be able to dream a little bit of, like, what kind of, you know, having a nice gamer chair. Yeah, having a nice gamer chair. And we came over to the fucking massage chairs, and I'm looking at it, and Miles gets in one, and I get in the one next to him. And I'm barely fitting in this thing. I'm like, man, this is really uncomfortable. I started it up, and I was like, I don't care how fucking much of a tin can I feel like I'm crammed into. This is amazing.
It's pretty badass.
Oh, my God, dude. It was better than having a little Asian girl run on my back. And it was, yes, it was actually a massage. Not.
Yeah. Not a trample play.
Not a trample play.
You weren't
I want you to walk on me and
I want you to imagine we have a bound house.
I want you to pretend that you're Godzilla and
I'm Tokyo.
I want you to imagine me as a bounce house and jump on me.
No, it was absolutely amazing. And the thing that was really funny was like it went all the way down from my fucking shoulders, down my spine, and then it got to my ass and started rubbing my ass. I'm like, that's interesting, it's new. I like it. You know, it's like fucking Chandler with the bath salts. So so I'm sitting there, then all of a sudden it goes down and it starts rubbing my chode. I was like, I wasn't ready. We were sitting in there for 20 minutes and nobody told us to move.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly because we were making everybody else feel awkward.
I was going to say, it's probably because I thought they were going to have to mop out the chairs when you
At one point, I actually quoted Friends is like, seven.
Yeah, it was hysterical. I was laughing so hard. And then, like, we were looking at it, we were like, $2,000? I was like, man, $2,000 is nothing. Last time I checked, you had to pay, like, at least 50 grand to own a person to do this.
I
yeah. closer which, to each other.
Which made the guy who was sitting behind us extremely feel awkward, because he looked over at me, he's like, the fuck, and he just immediately got up out of his chair.
So yeah, next year we're only going to go for two passes.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, on Friday we probably only need two people to go up anyways.
Yeah, but you might as well get what you need.
Well, that's why I was asking. I was asking the like if next year you guys wanted to do alternations.
No, we need to just get what you need instead of trying to switch.
And yeah, I was going to say, because I can be there all weekend. I just can't, won't be able to make Friday.
Yeah, it's just the trying to meet up. Okay, you got to be here at this time. Okay, what happens if one of us gets stuck in traffic? So,
I'm
talking right now, though. The hotel thing is worth it. Holy Christ, that was nice. Saved me on so much.
Yeah, I was tempted.
You were
booking travel.
Yeah,
but you were still with somebody there. Yeah. At least you were up there.
Right, but you were looking at. We were talking about that on the day one when we were on our way there.
She's cute still, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would imagine she is.
Yeah.
Heather, I hear you're really on.
Mike wants to stay with you next week.
Eric. Wink, wink. Noted. Yeah.
We were talking about it, though.
No. Tell her to listen to this cast.
That's fine. I don't know her, so I don't care.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, though, about how much it was going to cost to get a hotel room that weekend. It was pretty bad.
Oh, for a regular hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, when I was looking, I was still looking like almost
keep
almost
telling you guys about
ahead.
The Motel 6. They keep the light on for you, and nobody listens.
I'm pretty happy where we were.
I bet.
That saved us so much money.
That light's a black light.
That sucks.
It was a great play.
All it does is just show all the cum stains you're not supposed to see.
I can sleep on this bit of bed.
No, nobody wants to see that when they go to a motel.
Just don't wear the robe.
Why is the red comfort all
you're going to wear it inside out.
Why is it on the ceiling?
Somebody got a little over exuberant.
It's on the ceiling fan, too.
They charge you $400 because they know you're going to steal the robes.
Save
I'm going to steal the shit
screens.
Out of this.
Just walking around the hotel room whipping Spider-Mans and everything.
And on that note.
Yeah. Listeners, thank you for listening to us. Any first-time listeners, we're sorry. this is how we are.
You clearly stumbled across the wrong cast.
This is how we are all the time. So, listeners, thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Make sure you share us with your friends through Facebook, whatever. This is pretty much the only way we get out. Miles, you have one more thing to pull up?
And just a quick thank you to Serenity Forge for having us over to check out the demos.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Talking with us. It was really fun.
Sorry I wasn't there to meet you. So, that's it. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Lutch. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out.
Well, you can find him at a Starbucks writing a script. He got a wax mustache and suspenders on his hip. He got them $5 shoes and a brand new MacBook. $20 hair gel.
Fresh out of the bed book.
DJ dive bar, old bike, no car. Judge you while you're drinking if it isn't PBR. He tells the girls that he's political. Just comes off egotistical. Three watches on his wrist, man.
They all digital.
Soy milk, soybeans, all soy, everything. You wanna talk indie, man? He can tell you anything. Pitchfork Media, his encyclopedia. A careful calculation, definition of bohemian. Members only jacket, doesn't matter what the weather. Doesn't care how good the movie is, the book is always better. Cause he don't try, so fly, steal the neighbor's Wi-Fi. The record's never good enough,
he only like the old stuff.
There goes that OG Suburban Drifter, yeah. Professional thrifter, full-time Craigslister. He's an all-star hipster. He don't need no filter, posting pictures.
From me in a week or two or three or four or
whatever. Don't promise us.